Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audioboo. Out for a walk in the rain. Well, it's gone off now, thank the Lord. Wanted to talk about how I've been getting fitter and fitter over the past, I guess, several weeks at least. And it's because of an app on my iPhone, and I'm assuming it's also an Android. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's also an Android. And it's called Argus, A-R-G-U-S, the Argus app. And it's a clever wee beastie, because let's say you go into it first thing in the morning, then it tells you the date, it'll tell you the temperature in your area, and then you can add whether you've had a glass of water, a cup of tea, a coffee, a cereal, or anything whatsoever, and you can go on through the day adding various things in. It will even correlate the information from the, in my case, the iPhone, I'm not sure about Android, the health app on iOS, and whatever steps or runs or whatever you've done, it will capture that information and keep you updated throughout the day. It's pretty active actually, because if you walk 20 paces, it will within a few seconds record those 20 paces, so it's not massive delays or anything. It's pretty good. You can do so many things with it. In fact, it also, I'm trying to think of the clever word it uses. It gathers information from other apps, and you can add other apps that the Argus app is able to capture information from for. So in other words, if you had a heartbeat monitor, then it will do that. In my case, I don't have one, but I can register with the heartbeat app. I can't remember the name of that now. My God, that's terrible, isn't it? So what I can do is I can get up in the morning and record my heartbeat, and the Argus app will capture that as well. And there's also, no, it doesn't correlate with the sleep app to my knowledge. Yes, that's a whole different thing, I think. But anyway, the structure of the app, the Argus app, is sort of a honeycomb layout. In other words, you have six-sided... I was going to say six-sided squares. You have six-sided little windows, if you like. And that may have the temperature, the date, your steps up to date, what you've eaten, your calorie count, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things. And you can really get in deep if you want to actually take pictures of your food all day and then tell the app what you've eaten or drank and what the calorie count is. And it will even work out your calories, your weight. You can tell it what weight you want to be, how many calories you want to burn off each day, and it will do all that for you. It is one clever wee item. But I'm not one for really getting into counting calories as such, because I've done so much over the years myself. It's just a state of mind. You just know what you can eat and what you can't eat. You know how much exercise you've got to do. And so I don't bother too much with that, to be honest with you. But if you're really into it, you can add all sorts of stuff and get the Argus app to gather information from various other apps and pieces of equipment that you have. You can even tell it if you're driving, and it will work out the route. It will capture the route you've done. It's not really interested in what speeds or elevations you've done, but it will actually work out how many calories is burned normally driving. I'm not sure how it does that, because I drive an automatic car, and people with manual cars will burn more calories, but hey-ho. That's just a slight wee niggle. But it does actually work out. If you're cycling, it'll capture it as well. And if you have all the wee gadgets to capture your cycling, like your cadence, I believe it will capture your cadence from that particular app, the cycling app that you're using, and put all that into your day. So by the end of the day, you will have your totals, if you like, before you head off to snooze in bed. You'll have all the totals for the day, what you've ate, drank, consumed, ran, cycled, driven. It's not cattle. And everything else. And it's a wonderful app. And I'll tell you why it's so wonderful an app is because you can create your own wee groups and you can then make challenges. And currently we have a group going just now, and it's myself and Richard Hubbock and his good lady and the champion of all the men at the moment, Sarah Hubbock. And then there's Adrian at Turbo Stream and Dean Reed at Dean Reed. And we've got this wee group going just now. And you can have a daily challenge in about who tops the steps for the day, or a weekly challenge. In fact, there's more challenges than that. These are pretty basic, but we have been working with this recently, and it's been great because you want to get as many steps in, whether you're walking or running, or you could be in a treadmill, you could be doing what I sometimes do, and that is I do skips, on-the-spot skips, which are quite tiring actually, or jumping jacks, which are even more tiring. But it doesn't matter, because your device will record the motions, in other words, and it will record these as steps. And it's a challenge, because throughout the day you will, well, you can't help yourself. You're going to have a wee look and see, where am I today? Oh, well, I've got to 4,000 steps. And where's Sarah Hubbock got to? She's at 24,000 steps. I've got to catch her. And it has worked. It's absolutely worked, because most of us, when we have an off day, when we've not got many steps under our belt during a particular day, we can comment to each other and say, hey, I'm doing this, so I'm not like me. I've been staying indoors the past 2 or 3 days, so I haven't had much of an opportunity to get out. But you can put it in and explain to the people why you're so lethargic, or appearing to be so lethargic. And like say Dean Reed, he's been at his work, so not a lot of steps at work. So what I'm trying to say is, it's a great app for challenging yourself, but also to get involved and get some more friends on board and get into a community of people just not doing anything extreme whatsoever. Basically walking, if you like. You can make it as hard and difficult as you want, but in our case, our little group, it's all about recording how many steps we've taken throughout a day. Whether you're out walking Molly the dog, as in Sarah, or as in Turbo Stream or Dean, heading out into the hills or the canals, or myself running on the spot for 4 hours to catch up with everyone. No, that's a lie. I didn't do that. But it's just such a great app. So if you're interested in that, and you want to, and I would suggest that if you do get into it, is to, you know, gather a few friends on board, get them into it as well, and then you can make your wee challenges. It's all fun, nothing serious. But at the end of the day, if it's a daily challenge, you are awarded a cup. It's a virtual cup. And if you do the weekly challenge, you're also awarded a cup. I'm not sure if it's any bigger a cup, but it's a weekly cup. And again, it's a virtual cup, but you still get it. And then you get the glory of your friends all saying, well done, you've trashed us once again. But there you go. Look it up. It's a brilliant app. I've been meaning to talk about this for a long, long while. Just never really got around to it. And at the moment, I am heading home, so I am chalking up some mileage in the legs, which will help me catch up with a certain party before the end of this week's particular challenge. But anyway, it's great. Look it up. Argus. The Argus app. A-R-G-U-S. Oh my God. It's affecting my speech. A-R-G-U-S. Argus. Argus app. And as I said, you can... it will tell you, if you do download this app, it will point to all the other apps and the pieces of equipment that it will connect to help you make it as simple or as complicated as you wish. But it's a great thing, and I highly recommend it. There you go. Yeah, about that. See you by the new.